Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
All right, we are joined every Friday in the 4 o'clock segment with by John McClain, NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. Anytime you hear John McClain on Sports Radio 610, he is presented by the fine folks over at Horn Solutions. John, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, guys. I'm eager to see if the Texans can win their first game and even their record. And if they do, they could be in first place by themselves next week.
That's a hell of a start to the segment. Before we get there, I want to remind everybody that we're at Churrasco Steak and Seafood in Memorial City off Gessner. Come by, see us. There's also locations. If you can't get to this location, there's other locations: Sugarland, Memorial, River Oaks, and the Woodlands. Get down to the nearest Churrasco's. It is big time food, great drinks. The vibe is real. They've been doing this for 34 years. They've been doing this restaurant thing for 34 years, and they're the preferred and exclusive caterer in over 60 venues around the greater Houston area. So any kind of catering you might need, think Churrasco's. They are absolutely big time. Private rooms at all their locations. If you're looking to plan an event, Churrasco's is where it's at. Fred Espinoza here, right here at this location, Memorial City location. He's taking care of us. And we've had several listeners. Layla is the most recent listener. Stop through and
how you doing, Layla?
Hello. She is just full of energy with a beautiful smile. You guys, Tyler, you need to settle down back here in the studio, sir.
I'm saying hello to a listener, guys.
Chill out, man.
Hey, but we are joined by NFL Hall of Famer John McClain, and we greatly appreciate John joining us. John, look, we talked about this in the first segment today. This is for many reasons. This is a must-win ball game for the Houston Texans, for Lovie Smith and for Davis Mills in particular. Is that a little bit strong, or do you feel like this is a big one?
Oh, it's a big one because of the start they've been off to, blowing 2 fourth-quarter leads. I just did a Chicago station, and they said, what did the Texans do well? I said, blow leads in the fourth quarter. They've done it twice. And so this game, they're 2.5-point underdogs. They're going against another team that's not very good. You know, the game means a lot to Lovie Smith. He's never tried to hide how much he thinks of Chicago. And especially when you can go to Chicago and play in September instead of December like they did 2 years ago when they got beat 36-7. You know, that kind of evens the playing field. And if they win this game, it won't surprise me. And if they blow it, it won't surprise me.
Well, John, when you look at this thing, let's look at it through the lens of Davis Mills. I mean, this is a guy that as I've said it the last couple of days. I mean, it's not just, you know, having not taken the steps that we thought he was going to take, and you know, had some bad luck along the way. I mean, he's regressed and is not doing the things that we all expected him to do well. He's not doing them well through two games, and so. With that said, there's been regression, not just poor play. This is a game that I think everybody's had start on the schedule in terms of at least being one of very few wins the Texans are expected to get this year. From Davis Mills' perspective specifically, this is a big game in terms of the team, the coaching staff, the organization having belief in him being a guy that they can win with?
Well, he's not going anywhere. He's a 17-game quarterback. It's not like he's going to be benched. He's coming off one of his worst games of his 13 starts, and he's out of sync with his receivers. One of the reasons they're not getting open. When I went back and watched every play multiple times, it was amazing to me how many times the receivers were covered. And that was with the Broncos missing two of their best defensive backs. Those guys need to get open because he's trying to make pinpoint passes, and his accuracy is not good enough to do that. He underthrew him. He overthrew him. He threw him to the side. And they dropped the ball. Chris Moore dropped one. Brandon Cook should have caught a touchdown pass. And it's up to those receivers to get open. But that's not the story of this game. Story of this game is you're going up against historically what is off to through two games at least, one of the worst run defenses in NFL history. Bears giving up 189.5 yards a game. And I wrote in a column yesterday, this could be the fastest game of the year unless Matt Eberflus, the first-year coach of the Bears, does like Nathaniel Hackett and can't figure out that the Texans can't stop the run. Hackett had some of the worst play call strategy I've ever seen, and the Texans took advantage of it. But if these two coaches come out and do what they should, run, and run some more, because two of the three worst run defenses in the NFL, that's going to be a fast one. And it'll take a heck of a lot of pressure off two quarterbacks that are not playing well at all.
John, I want to jump on something you said at the very start of that comment is – And I'm with you. Listen, I want to say this very, very clearly, and I know you are one who tries to push that I'm a hater as well as others, and I really, really disappointed in you at times, John, as a Hall of Famer that you would stoop that low. But I desperately,
no, I'm devastated. I am just devastated.
I desperately want the Texans to win. Just like you, you've been covering Houston football for forever, but you've been covering it the last couple of years. And I have enjoyed the new feel of hope that has come across the organization. But if they don't win this game against a team that I think many Texans fans think they should win against, you said you don't think he's going anywhere. You don't think it could get bad enough that he gets to the bench
for Jeff Driskel? Are you kidding me? And run the ball like the 1950s?
I mean,
Jeff Driskel in there and tell him to run play action every time and actually run the ball? No.
Jeff Driskel is freakishly athletic.
Yeah, Kyle Allen is alive as well, John.
Is he? I haven't found a pulse from him.
So basically, you're saying you don't think it could get bad enough where Davis Mills hits the bench?
Absolutely not. And if it gets bad enough, it just means they're going to have a higher draft choice. I'm not desperate for that. I desperately want them to win, because if they lose, I'm looking at the prize at the end of the line, because if he continues to regress under Pep Hamilton, now people are not blaming Pep. Pep's coming out playing Rex Burkhead. He must have dreamed that Burkhead could actually be a runner and letting him touch the ball 19 times in that first game and two times in the second, playing three tight ends when they don't have one. I want to see better play calling for Pep Hamilton. That starts with running Damian Pierce at least 25 times. And if you're running well against a team giving up 189 yards a game, it's got to be Pierce and who? Somebody's got to come off the bench. And if it's Burkhead, my goodness.
Yeah, Driskel was the second.
Put Driskel in there and let him play running back.
It's a freakish effort.
I thought John legitimately got hung up right there. He said, and I'm like, damn, somebody pat John on the back and get this thought out, man. I thought he got hung up. Hey, John, here's the deal, man. Let's be honest, though. This is the Bears have played the 49ers and the Packers. I mean, if you listed the best 3 to 5 run games in the NFL, the Bears and the 49ers and the Packers would be on it, right? So while that number of the Bears being a bad run defense, yes, that's true through two games against two of the best run games in the business right now. Do you really expect the Texans to go in there and be able to run the football the way that the 49ers and the Packers ran the football versus this
They team? Went to Denver and they ran the ball, but they only ran Pierce 15 times. He should have run at least 20 times. And this one, he better run close to 25 times. I think the only way they would not run the ball more is if they fell way behind. And if you fall way behind the Bears and Justin Fields and that team that they got, which is one of the worst in the league, just like the Texans, and something is really wrong, and then you can start talking about Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud.
That's why they can't lose this game, John. The way you just said, if they get themselves behind, they just can't lose this game.
Well, they're favored to lose it by 2.5 points.
John ain't going to budge off that. At the end of the day, it's not about, for me anyway, it's not about whether Davis Mills is the 17-game starter or not, or Lovie Smith is a 17-game head coach or not. The conversation is in this particular ball game. If they lose this ball game, it's not about getting benched or getting fired. If they lose this ball game, from the fan base to the locker room, the guys and gals are going to lose faith in those two particular individuals. Is that fair, John, that at some point in time we can't just, well, they're going to be here, well, they're going to be the starter. I mean, at some point in time, the next 14 games or 13 games or 12 games are going to look a certain way, and the team's either going to keep fighting and have a puncher's chance in a few games, or it's going to be an absolute dumpster fire if the team and the organization lose faith in their head coach and their quarterback, because everything they've said and everything they've done has not come to fruition.
And your offensive coordinator, he makes every decision on offense. Pep Hamilton determines who plays, what the play calls are, the formations are. So if the offense screws up, he's in charge of it. Defense screws up, team screws up, that's Lovie Smith. Now, they played two games they led in the fourth quarter they could have won. I thought they should have beaten the Colts. I thought they could have beaten the Broncos. And that's why everybody's starting, not everybody, I think, I'm not the only one thinks they're going to lose this game. But, people start – of course they lose faith in them. They're over-under on victories was 4.5. I picked them to win 6. But I'm not writing them off early in the season, because we saw last year at the end of the season they won 2 games and finished strong and Mills played well. So at some point, maybe Hamilton will get the strategy right and Mills will start connecting with his receivers. And then Damian Pierce will get the ball like he should and give them a better, best running game they've had since 2019.
That's John McClain, NFL Hall of Famer, presented by the fine folks over at Horn Solutions. John, do you have something to show real quick?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's shift gears a little bit into college football. John, there's some big-time games in the state of Texas this week. And I've gone out there and looked for the Longhorns right now. To think that they're within Monday, the next time we get on air, the Texas Longhorns could be the highest-ranked college football state of Texas.
Longhorn Nation, we're back!
And I did not think – I didn't think that this week they'd be ranked ahead of the Aggies, if you're being honest, by week 3. But they could be the highest-ranked team in the state of Texas. But that would take one thing. That would take your Baylor Bears losing to Iowa State. How you feel about that game, Bob?
No, I think Iowa State's going to beat them, because I think most teams, I think ahead of time, are going to lose on the road. Texas would be, 2-1? And I know you think the Hogs are going to win, and Tyler thinks the Aggies are going to win. And, if Texas is 2-1, yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, they are saying yippee-ki-yay. Yeah, that's what you all say. That Texas fans are saying, hell yeah, we're 2-1.
Yeah.
And what is that one? That one was to Alabama when we lost our quarterback, and we probably would have won the game.
They just did so great in that game. I mean, just a great effort, hardly even a loss.
Hold on, App State. Chill out.
Are we talking about the Longhorns or are we talking about the Aggies?
Hold on, App State. Chill out.
No, I'm just saying, that's not even really a loss for the Longhorns. That was such a great effort. They need to get a plaque for that.
I know. Y'all got to sit this one out, though. I mean, just win this game.
Here's what they need a plaque for. I mean, in the last 12 months, the biggest story has been about a stripper's monkey, Tyler. And they're somehow ranked by week 4. They're ranked above a team that was ranked in the top 10 in the country to start the season.
We'll see where they're ranked whenever it all comes to an end this year.
But John, you guys are leaving out the biggest game of the weekend for the Bayou Bucket right here to see if the Cougars can bounce back and beat those War Owls.
Well, hey, here's the deal. All joking aside, I mean, that's a pretty damn big game for Dana Holgerson, isn't
it?
Right,
you're
talking about a U of H football team that I was bought in, man. John, I was bought in. This is the group of five team this season that could possibly make a Cinderella run like Cincinnati before they enter the Big 12 and maybe flirt with the college football playoff. And boy, have they let me down on that front. This is actually a big game for Dana Holgerson, is it not?
Absolutely. It's a big game for Holgerson and the whole team because they didn't expect to get blown out by Kansas before the season. Nobody anticipated the Jayhawks doing what they've done. I hate to see them lose their coach after one good year, but everybody's talking about him being a candidate here, a candidate there, and they're going to have to pay. They're going to have to pay him Bill Self money to keep him from winning.
We're talking about Houston here. Let's go.
Hey, you talking about John? I mean, you talking about shows Jayhawks over there?
Listen, John, it's not Dana's fault. Listen, they ran into destiny. They ran into a team of destiny right now, and you know they'll jump back on it here against Rice.
All right, John.
Well, they should.
All right, John. We got to get out of here. Before we do that, man, let us know what all you got going on, man.
On SportsRadio610.com, where I'm a senior Texans columnist. I have a column today about this could be the fastest game of the year because of the running games. And on GallerySports.com, I have five plot lines for the Texans and Bears. Guys, thank you very much. Hope you have a great weekend. Good luck to the Jayhawks, the Hogs, and the Aggies.
Hey, real quick, man, I ain't letting you off the hook. Who are you taking? You taking the Hogs or the Aggies?
Where are they playing? In Arlington? I'm going
in
with
Dallas.
Aggies. Yeah. I'm taking the Aggies. Sorry. Giggum.
Don't Giggum. Be sorry.
Same
don't
Giggum.
Be sorry. Be careful. Tyler's going to take
off. I love you, John.
Hey, look here. Y'all going to go all sink. Y'all ship's going to sink with Tyler. Just jump on that Aggie ship. It's going to sink, baby.
No. All right. Well, we got to hear this because
you feel good about it? You feel good? You and John McClain, y'all jumping on that
Aggie
bandwagon. Listen,
I don't feel good about it at all. I just – it's Tyler, man. He needs this more than life itself.
That's unbelievable.
I'm just
unbelievable,
saying, man. Man. Megan
Giggum.
Deserves to have a good weekend.
Giggum.
And those dogs deserve to have a good weekend. And it's going to be hell if he ain't going to help with nothing. He ain't going to take walks or nothing.
Giggum.
It's going to be hell if they lose. All right, no, but speaking of that, John Lopez, he gave a prediction.
Did we not get to that?
No, we didn't.
Oh,
he
I'm
gave
sorry.
A prediction. You got to hear what John had to say. And we'll see if Clint agrees. I know he doesn't agree. We'll see how Clint breaks apart what he had to say coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Churrasco's in Memorial City, here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, the party is rolling now as Happy Hour has started, folks. Happy Hour has started. Started at 4 o'clock, going until 7 o'clock. And
A lot of smiles. It's happy hour. A lot of smiles in the building, man. Huh?
We've got delusional A&M fans in the back there. Cheryl is real, Tyler, by the way. Cheryl is real. What up, Cheryl? That's right. Hey,
Tyler, she walked up and introduced herself as Cheryl, and I immediately thought, oh, damn, is Cheryl real? Did I miss something?
She was real this whole time.
When she first said it, I was like, uh-oh. Did Show and Tyler have something, a joke that I thought she was fake the whole time?
Yeah, Cheryl's been back there hiding, working with Tyler every day.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on.
It's a good time, man. Churrasco's here, Memorial City, as I said here. Happy Hour started at 4 o'clock. Listen, the empanadas are special. We got an order coming up here right now, and can't wait for it. The drinks are amazing.
Cheryl put her name and her love for Aggie Sports on the margarita here.
That right there.
She said the margaritas
and the empanadas.
Put her name on it.
There we go. So make sure you get one out here right now. All right, the big one coming up is Tyler, a desperate man at the end of his rope as an A&M fan, desperately needs them to win. And Clint is going to be potentially the guy just here Monday smiling. After Arkansas.
You know my style.
Potentially.
Potentially wins. Here is our guy, John Lopez, OG, who is also a huge A&M fan. He had a prediction of the game, too. Right? Tyler is pretty confident, or at least he is saying words that appear that he's confident. John Lopez, he wasn't fronting either. This was Lopez earlier. And his confidence on how this game is going to go between Arkansas and A&M.
Aggies and Hogs should be a coin flip type of game.
Should it?
I think the Aggies are going to run them. I was very nervous yesterday.
Ooh, told you he'd talk himself into it.
And I normally don't.
I told you it was coming.
But I started looking at this game. You know how you just piddle and you start looking at different things. There's no way the Aggies won't show up. They didn't show up last year. Given Appalachian State.
Yeah.
And that they didn't show up last year against Arkansas.
Yeah.
One thing I know is going to happen.
It's coming.
They're going to show up. I mean, they're going to play really good football. If the Aggies play really good football, they're going to win. But in my opinion, they're going to, after App State and last year against Arkansas, they're going to bring it. If they bring it, they're better than Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm...
Well said, J-Lo. Well said.
Tyler, let me jump in first. I knew Tyler was going to do this first
because Clint, God dog it.
No,
I'm hanging in this.
You're on that bus with him.
I'm just saying, John Lopez, John McClain, and Tyler Miller. I'm riding in the fire too. I'll admit it. But man, you're right, man. Like what in the world gives Lopez that confidence that they're going to play good football? What gives him that complete confidence?
Like,
last year they didn't show up, but this year, everything I've seen since they skipped the bowl game and everything they've done, this year they're going to show up. What?
Why are we acting like the Aggies didn't just beat the number 13 team in the country? Well, was that just nothing?
Who are you talking about?
He's talking about Miami. They just beat Miami.
We're acting like, I mean, I know App State happened, but did that game last week just, does that just mean nothing?
No, that was a nice win.
It was a nice win.
You proud of it?
I mean, anytime you beat a ranked opponent, I think that's something you can stick a feather in your hat about, but the job ain't done.
Just step in real quick, and I'll let Clint jump in. But Tyler, from what Jimbo and this program done, like you're unwavering confidence that Texas A&M is going to show up and play good football.
Yes,
you have 100% confidence. Stop, Cheryl. 100% confidence.
Come on, Cheryl.
That they are going to play good football.
Yes, but this defense has played good football every game of the year so far.
I can have that, but you think totally.
What do you mean?
Like,
well, that's,
you
that's...
feel like Jimbo is going to have them out. All right, Jimbo's going to have them guys ready to play. Like, you got 100% confidence in that.
Yes. How do we, like, just discredit what the defense has done? The offense has been a problem. But to act like there's just no good coming right now out of the Texas A&M program this season, I think is inaccurate.
No. Nobody's talking about any good coming out. We're talking about the level of confidence. I'm talking about the level of confidence.
Right.
That you and John Lopez have, and the lack of evidence that would lead a man there over the last 14 or 15 games. I'm putting my Razorback side. I mean, I don't. It's not a,
right.
The game is tomorrow. No big deal. Like I've watched A&M for a year and three games now, and there's no way you confidently go. You didn't go into that ball game last week confident they were going to beat the number 13 team in the country, and there's nothing. That they've done, other than recruit well last year, that puts you in a spot where you are confident that they're gonna your words earlier they're gonna mop the floor with Arkansas, and John's words are they're gonna run them.
No, but he whispered it too. I think they're gonna run them.
That's what we're talking about.
No, and I
it's
get
like
that.
What has gone on that puts you in a place where you're mopping the floor with a good football team, and John McClain is running them. To a good football team,
and I'm saying what I have seen has been tremendous kind of stuff from that defense, from that Aggie defense. I mean, this could be a top tier defensive unit in the country, and you're banking on this offensive line keep getting healthy for the Aggies. You're banking on Jimbo Fisher, which he has shown to do, game plan for a big game in a big way, and get that offense going, hopefully in the right direction. But I've seen great things from the defense. I've seen the potential with the receivers and the playmakers for Texas A&M, and I know they're playing the worst-ranked pass offense in the country this week. So that is where my confidence stems from.
It's just interesting because, like, to me, I don't think, and there are probably some out there right now, if you're a U of H fan as they play Rice, I don't think that you are you feel 100% confident that Dana's going to have them guys out there ready based off what you've seen this year. I don't think even Texas, when they roll into Tech, is 100% sure that their guys are going to be rolling and ready. I don't think John McClain thinks Baylor is 100% going to just roll in.
Brian,
to Ames,
let me
Iowa,
stop you right there.
To Ames, Iowa. You said it. And he knows exactly what they're going to get from him. I just find that odd that any of those three teams don't. But A&M, like, all right, I know. Last year they did not show up against Arkansas.
They did not.
And since what has happened to A&M, their show up has been up and down since that game. Like, it showed up against Alabama, then they did show up in some other games. They didn't show up against LSU. Did they really show up against App State? They didn't. Did they? Like, it's Calzada. I'm just talking about the ability where you know – all right, I know Jimbo's going to have them guys ready. Like, to me, hell, I don't know if Jimbo's going, if everybody's going to make it to the game on Saturday. I mean, with Jimbo and them, they might have some suspensions before they even get to Saturday. To me, it's just like, like I'm with you. Like, I'm a ride with my team, and I think they got a chance to win. I think A&M has a chance to win. But if I'm an A&M fan, just what I've watched, I'm thinking to myself, all right, what are we going to get today? I might know in the first quarter early. Okay, they came to play, damn it. They came to play. But I'm not walking in here like, I know what I'm getting.
Are you running them and mopping floors on Friday?
And I'm pulling for them for you, Tyler.
To be clear, T.
Because you're going to be in a bathroom kicking your own ass if they lose, and I don't need that.
Don't do that. You
liar,
might
liar
you,
style.
You may hurt one of them bad knees, man. Don't do that. A quick correction. Tyler said the worst pass offense. He meant the worst pass defense in terms of Arkansas.
Yes, sorry. Yeah, that is what I meant.
So
that a fair statement?
What? No, it is. Statistically, that they're the worst.
That concern
the worst
you
pass
with A&M?
Concern me? Hell yeah, it concerns me with anybody. But when you look at what I was more concerned with what Bobby Petrino was going to do versus that secondary and exploiting that secondary than I am based off of what I've seen from Jimbo Fisher. Now, there is no doubt about it. The way A&M – the path for A&M to victory for A&M is definitely through Max Johnson, Evan Stewart, Chris Marshall, you know,
Evan Stewart, Anais, you have mentioned him 14 times
this
week.
He's the real deal.
You're serious about him.
He's the real deal. The path to victory for the Aggies is definitely through the air with those guys attacking Arkansas' secondary. Their secondary is not good at this point in time. But to counter that, they are number one in the country in sacking the quarterback. So that gives me a little hope that they're going to be able to get to the quarterback before he's able to torch the secondary. And then you factor in Alabama, A&M's offense and their offensive line, and I feel even better about their ability to get to the quarterback to sack him. So there's no doubt that's the weakness. Yes, I'm big time concerned about this football game.
All right, hey, Sports Radio 610. Speaking about college, we got you covered right here as the home for the biggest primetime pro and college games, brought to you by Coors Light. Tomorrow afternoon, we've got an SEC East battle between Florida and Tennessee, two ranked teams, at 2 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 610. And then Sunday, it's Sunday night, San Francisco against, I'm telling you, I bet you it's even entertaining listening to Nathaniel Hackett try to think of things to come up with as he has 30 seconds to figure out decisions he's got to make. And I'm sure it's entertaining on the radio. San Francisco, Denver, Sunday night at 6:30, and Monday night, Thursday night, Saturday nights, hell, Sunday nights. We got it all for you. The best primetime games right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, listen, I cannot believe the amount of negative energy I was hearing about Derek Stingley. All right, if he puts together a performance like he did last week against this team, all right, now I can maybe listen to it. But we're going to tell you why that's not going to happen. We'll discuss that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Churrasco's in Memorial City, here's Clint Sterner and the show.
It's starting to pick up, baby. It is starting to pick up here. Happy hour has started, so make your way out here. Churrasco's here in Memorial City as we are celebrating Miller Lite Football Friday. We're here till 6 o'clock at least. Happy hour is till 7, so enjoy yourself. The empanadas, how were they? I know you got a little beef.
Very, very good.
And chicken.
Very, very good. The next suggestion from Cheryl is going to be a margarita. Yeah. The margaritas here apparently are off the charts. So,
I got my plate.
We'll give those a shot in a bit here.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna knock down. I'm gonna get a taste of them empanadas as well. I'm gonna eat one right for you, Tyler. Because
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate it.
I do care about you, man. Aaron had one for you as well earlier.
One segment you want to jump on Tyler's bandwagon. The next segment you want to kick him in the cots.
I'm not kicking him anyway. I'm just saying.
I don't even feel like really jumping on my bandwagon has felt all that great today. If I'm being honest,
I just listen. I'm here for you, dog. I'm so nervous.
Kind of a backhanded compliment, huh, Tyler?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm not going to lie to you. I do not believe in the team, but I just need it for you. I need it for you. All right, somebody I do believe in. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't appreciate that. I don't like what people have been saying about Derek Stingley Jr.'s performance against Denver. Like I saw this rolling through of, oh God, it looks like we should have gotten what's my man's name from yeah, Sauce Gardner. Looks
which
like we
you
should've
would loved, but
I mean, and I'm a fan and I wanted Sauce. Like we should have gotten Saucer. Oh, Stingley just got absolutely abused and all this and that. Listen, first off, this was the best opponent he probably ever played against potentially in his life in terms of experience. I know he faced some guys at LSU, but they were you know, in college. This is the guys in the NFL.
That's fair. That's accurate.
And you know, Russell Wilson wasn't throwing to those guys. So I look at it, and, man, I thought he competed really well and showed some real promise to where you're like, hey, that dude – in 5, 6, 8, 10 weeks, hey man, you see what's there. You see what he can do, and he competed. As I said before, many people, I was really surprised by how people were down. Some people were down on Derek Stingley Jr. We saw it on the text line. We saw it on Twitter. Like even so, as far like the people who said Stingley sucks, and yeah, I'm not even gonna acknowledge your idiocy. But like that just caught me off guard, Clint. Now, I will say this, that receiving outfit that the Bears have in passing game, if there is somebody that is going over 100 yards and primarily going over 100 yards on Derek Stingley, then we're going to have a different conversation, and I'm going to shut my medium-sized ass right up in here. But, like, let's comp.
Yeah, maybe more towards the small side.
I take that. I had never been towards the small side. Man.
Oh no, so.
But no, I can get that. But like last week, come on, man. Sutton's a really good receiver, and Russell is a crafty, good quarterback that can put the ball where he wants to, especially down the field. Now this week, Justin Fields, he don't even like to throw to people that are open standing in front of him. So that's one thing. This week, if he gets torched, all right. Now we can have a conversation. Ooh, Lovey. Uh oh.
Yeah, no, look, I mean
– I don't think that's going to happen.
Cortland Sutton is – I mean, he is a sneaky top 10-ish receiver in the NFL. If he can stay healthy, he is a guy – he's not on the Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams level, obviously, but he is a guy that will get up there and flirt with a top 10, top 12 wide receiver in the game. He is special, and he's a big-bodied ex-receiver. And I always say it, I don't know that people really understand what I'm talking about, but like a boundary receiver that's on the line, like a Nico Collins type, where he's not going to move a whole lot, where when you get one-on-one coverage, he's typically the guy you directly go to, and he got to win 50-50 catches kind of thing. That's what you expect that guy to do. Cortland Sutton is, because if that's the case, if we're talking about that kind of receiver, you take Tyreek Hill out of the mix, you take Cooper Kupp out of the mix, And so now you're getting into definitely a top 10 X receiver in this league, if not even higher. So he is pointing, saying all that is that dude's special, and he's a big bodied wide receiver, and he's gonna. I don't care who you put out there on him, he's gonna win. He's gonna win some matches, and he won some last week, and Derek Stingley won some. I'll argue the reason he didn't get that toenail in the touchdown
is the size of Stingley.
I mean, Stingley's physical play. Pushing his body around. He pushed him an inch, and his toenail hit the white, and it was incomplete pass. And then the next time, he plays underneath him, and he bats the ball down. He's a big, physical defensive back versus a bigger, more physical wide receiver, and he held his own. Look, if you expect him to go out there and just get completely lock guys down week in, week out, and guys not have any catches.
If you expect it to be Darrell Revis right now.
I don't even care if it's his third year in the league. So, I mean, the rules are set up for the receiver to have the advantage. The rules are set up for a big-bodied physical receiver to have a huge advantage. Devontae Adams absolutely abuses folks on the regular. We watched him absolutely Hopkins murder folks on the regular.
Jalen Ramsey.
DeAndre Hopkins went out there and he made a habit, at least the 2 years that I covered him when they would play. DeAndre Hopkins made him look like an average corner in the league. And so that's going to happen when you play really good receivers, and Courtland Sutton is a really, really, really good receiver. Courtland Sutton, and I'm just going to say this off the top, when you talk about X receivers, he's probably – trying to think who all's on this schedule just off the top of my head. Devontae Adams is the only X receiver that he's going to face – that's better than Courtland Sutton off the top of my head.
Yeah, Keenan Allen is a
different receiver, but I would still take right now today. I would take Courtland Sutton. Terry McLaurin, they got the Commanders right.
Yeah,
at some point, Courtland Sutton and Terry McLaurin. I think that's.
Yeah, Tyreek's different.
Tyreek's a different position. Yeah, the point is that's one of the best. That's one of the best two or three X receiver, big-bodied receiver on the schedule. And so if you can keep him out of the end zone, what do you have, 70 yards, 70-something yards receiving? I know the big P.I., pass interference, was a big chunk play as well. But
I think he won. Did he go over 100?
I don't remember the stat sheet off the top of my head. But nonetheless, if you can win half them battles, I'm happy with Stingley. I love the fact that he was challenged. I love the fact that he stood up to the challenge and didn't shy away from it in a big moment. Came back and made a couple of big plays. It's hard for me to get upset with a corner or any part of the defense when they gave up 16 points to the Denver Broncos. It's hard for me to get upset with them.
No, it is. But also, to the point, though, of him and where he is in his development right now and who he is facing – in my opinion, you know, Sutton, by the way, 7 for 122 in that 22, game.
Okay.
But in this game, with what he has shown, and Steven Nelson to that point too, I don't know if Lovie will do this, and this is the real concern of if Lovie will do this. There is an opportunity to take advantage of their receiving threats, and their speedster Jones is going to be potentially out of this game. He is doubtful. For this, the rookie they got from Tennessee. But their receivers versus the secondary of the Texans, there is a chance that Lovie could really take advantage of that and try to apply pressure do different things, because he may have such an advantage with Stingley and, hell, even Nelson in the secondary at corners.
This is a game where I expect Derek Stingley to give you a huge advantage. Last week, I just need you to hold your own, play well in the red zone, and don't just get torched every damn time you're on the field, right? Against Courtland Sutton. This week is a week, literally their running back is their leading receiver, and he's got 5 catches. I mean, seriously, they've got 2 running backs that combined have 7 catches.
Well, they would just die for Rex, right?
You can pick any 3 receivers on the roster right now, and they don't add up to 7 catches.
Yeah, they threw it 11 times last week.
When it's all said and done, this is a game where you choke, almost cussed, you just choke them out. Like Derek Stingley – and Nelson, they got to hold whoever, and then Lovie can put the other 9 guys in the box if he needs to stop the run. I mean, that's how ballsy you get if you need to.
Because that's how Chicago's gonna move the ball.
It's why you drafted Derek Stingley. You drafted Derek Stingley to hold his own against the best guys in the league, and give you a chance. 16 points gives you a chance. And you drafted Derek Stingley when you're against an opponent you're supposed to win, that you're supposed to beat, and an opponent where they ain't got a wide receiver that should be making plays on you consistently. You just flat choke them out.
Yeah.
And that's what the Texans can do this year that they couldn't do last year.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just –
Let me rephrase that. That's what I hope the Texans can do this year.
But that's what I was going to say. You say hope. I'm not 100% sure Lovie will do that. That is not traditionally how Lovie does things. All right, I'm going to leave him on
the
island.
I'm going to tell you. If
Lovie, I hope they do. I hope they take advantage of it.
If Lovie Smith goes out there and plays soft zone coverage and allows Chicago to run the football,
and make throws much easier for him as well.
If his plan is to go in there and play soft coverage and allow them to run the football, then we're going to be talking about egregious decisions like punting when you can go win the ball game.
And you're confident that he won't do that?
No, I'm not confident. No, no.
That's what I'm asking you then. Are you confident? Are you confident that he won't play to the way that Lovey generally?
No. I think the plan going in is going to be to do what they do, which is normally just drop one, play zone, drop one into the box if you need to, play some two, and see if they can stop the run with the front seven, front six, or front seven, depending on the personnel that Chicago's in. That's going to be the plan. But the second that ain't enough, he should be willing to absolutely put the clamps on these boys.
Let's see if he will.
We cannot be sitting here and watching two or three quarters and the game be close or the Texans be down after watching three or four quarters of soft zone coverage, keeping everything in front of me, coming down and tackling. That should not be the case. If the Texans stretch a lead out, then do whatever the hell you want to do.
Yeah, hopefully with how bad their offensive line has been, they can take advantage of things that way. All right, now's your chance right now to win a pair of tickets to the Battle of the Piney Woods, Saturday, October 1st. Right now, caller number 5 wins a pair of tickets now. Call in 713-572-4610. Cats versus Jacks, the 96th annual Battle of the Piney Woods presented by HEB. Tickets and suites are now available starting at just $15. Visit Ticketmaster or battleofthepineywoods.com to secure your seats today. That's battleofthepineywoods.com, so make sure you do that. But you could win those tickets right now, 713-572-4610. All right, the lineups are out for the Astros. We'll let you know that and update you on important injury news you need to know about the Texans and the Bears. That's next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.